With the Christmas season comes shopping and sometimes boycotts of retailers. One of the latest targets is American Girl, the Wisconsin company that produces dolls and books to celebrate girls, as NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
It's been a controversial year for American Girl. The company produces contemporary dolls, but is best known for dolls that represent fictional characters of the past. Last winter, Latino activists were upset with the depiction of a Chicago neighborhood in an American Girl book. Now, conservative activists say the doll company has crossed a line and is supporting abortion rights through its charitable giving.
American Girl, tell us why unborn babies have to die.
The Chicago-based Pro-Life Action League has been demonstrating outside the company's American Girl place. As shoppers lined an entire city block waiting to get in the New York store, a small group of demonstrators, parents, grandparents, and children, passed out leaflets, including 9 and 11-year-old brothers Christopher and Charles Rex.
We're protesting against the American Girl dolls because they're part of the money supports abortion. And our parents don't think that abortion's right.
I don't think that they realize that since they made a big donation to abortion, that's only worsening their business because less children, less dolls sold, less money.
As part of its charitable giving this year, American Girl donated $50,000 to the nonprofit youth group Girls Incorporated. And most of the proceeds from the company's I Can bracelet campaign go to Girls Inc.'s programs designed to develop leadership and athletic skills, as well as math and science literacy. Ann Scheidler, executive director of the Pro-Life Action League, says American Girl should drop the association. She says Girls Inc. may run some good programs, but she claims the group's website shows it condones lesbianism and supports abortion.
As a friend of mine pointed out, if you baked a batch of brownies with chocolate and sugar and eggs and all kinds of good stuff, and you put just a teaspoon of dog poo in there, who's going to want to eat them? You know? Go ahead and do these good things, but don't mix it up with also fostering the killing of unborn children.
Scheidler says she and other conservatives are disappointed with American Girl and hope the boycott during the holiday season will make the company mend its ways. A Catholic high school in suburban Milwaukee canceled an American Girl fashion show it planned to have as a fundraiser because of the ICANN controversy. Company representatives would not talk on tape, but in a statement, American Girl said its efforts have been misconstrued and it continues its support of Girls Inc. In its own statement, Girls Inc. says it's become the target of false inflammatory statements and says it's worked to advance the rights of girls since its founding more than 140 years ago. These days, the sound of Christmas music mixes with traffic noise outside the American Girl Place store in Chicago. Inside, it's crowded. Holiday shopping is in full swing. There's a stack of the controversial ICANN bracelets at each checkout station. Cashier Dahlia Richards says in-store sales of the bracelets have been strong.
Some people buy them just because of the negative press that they've gotten. This one lady bought 37. So they have been selling a lot.
Many shoppers don't know about the boycott. Some who do say there's no reason not to support American Girl. Linda Irwin from Dowagiac, Michigan, was buying a doll for her granddaughter. She calls herself pro-life and says she'd be concerned if American Girl was supporting abortion through its donations.
But it doesn't look like they're supporting those parts of the group. So if none of the money goes towards that and it only goes towards what they say it's going towards, then I wouldn't have a problem with it.
American Girl says its partnership with Girls Inc. comes to an official close the day after Christmas when its 2006 campaign gets underway. The Pro-Life Action League says the boycott may have helped speed the process. The company's fourth quarter earnings to be released next year may tell if the boycott had any impact. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.